Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Network with Big Willie 105.5 and River Talk. It's almost as good as a second cup of coffee.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Then Thursdays and Fridays, encore presentations on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And very special guests here in studio. Oh, later on. Okay, so this is all the Belmont buzz this hour.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Julian Irish after the 8 o'clock news. Belmont Hoof and Paw fundraiser. This poor agency needs a lot of help to get back up on its feet because of some external issues that have been just been so unfair to this woman. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, so she is going to be here. If you care about animals, especially in Belmont County, please make sure you listen. Right now, one of the best employers in Belmont County, one of the larger ones, ECM Energy Services. They have two locations, including right next to Chaps on National Road. By the way, do you go there often and eat at Chaps and drink yourself blind or anything?
Not drink ourselves blind, but I did take our HR manager last night for dinner there.
Excellent. Feel free to mention my name when you're there. You're not going to get a free meal, but at least it'll be some free publicity for me. All right, so we've got special guests here. ECM Energy Services, Alex Brunelovich, Vice President of Operations, and James Kyler, Area Operations Manager, ECM Energy Services. I'm very disappointed because I was actually hoping you'd bring Riley. She is just the cutest, nicest person. She is just the sweetest thing. So she was here last time. Apparently did not go very well. And so, oh, wait a minute. Jeez.
No, we appreciate.
Jeez, you're killing me here.
No, we appreciate those kind words, and we think highly of Riley as well. So.
Yeah, and she is she's one of your recruiters, I guess.
Yeah, right? She is our sole recruiter, yes.
Okay, great, good. So more with you. Okay, now you guys understand the energy business. And the transportation and all that with these brine trucks and all the stuff with the Peterbilts and all of this. I want to talk big picture stuff. This area is the heart of MAGA Nation. The vast majority of my listeners love Donald Trump. They love what's going on with MAGA, except the deficit. They don't like that. But you know, we'll see. And the tariffs. Not big fans of the tariffs, but we'll see. He's negotiating right now. So Trump is talking about not only energy independence for America, which I think we almost have now, but much more importantly, energy dominance, which means, I'm guessing, all bets are off. We're going to do whatever we need to do to get as much of whatever we need to get so that we can pretty much fuel the world. This Trump policy of energy dominance, I know it's good for America overall, but is it good for ECM Energy Services, or are there some glitches, something else that's going on?
No, it's definitely good for our company. It's good for our industry. It's good, and definitely good for this area. Trump's plan of energy dominance really gets the private equity, really gets the money spenders really excited about the industry and the future of the industry, and allows some of that CapEx to be dispersed and to make some real
CapEx English. What is CapEx? What is
cash?
Cash.
Be dispersed and okay. A lot of those.
See, that wasn't hard, was it? it really wasn't hard. English, man, speak English.
That's it
for my listeners and for me.
Absolutely. So it's allowed for that cash to be deployed and to make some real investments, you know, into the industry.
Even in this area.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So can we expect more fracking, more pipelines, more oil, more natural gas, more coal, more everything here, more business?
Yeah, at least oil and natural gas in this region. I can speak to. Particularly, and one thing that sets our basin, which is called the Utica, the shale basin,
that's apart, below the Marcellus, right?
Yes, okay. And that's mostly what we're pumping and servicing, you know, in this region is the Utica shale.
Okay,
so. With that Utica shale comes and the formations themselves come a lot of high pressure wells, and those because of those formations the wells themselves are high pressured, and it allows for a faster ROI for the actual drillers and frackers themselves, the actual operators themselves.
So it's easier to get the gas out.
Yep. And it's a quicker ROI, return on investment, for the actual operator themselves.
That's great.
Absolutely. You know, you don't see that in some of the other, you know, Permian, the Eagle Ford, the Delaware basins, the other shale basins that are out there throughout the United States.
But not in this area.
No, the Utica is what I'm speaking on specifically. Okay. So, you know, this area is really ripe for that type of infrastructure and long-term investment.
What percentage of the Utica shale formation have we already used up here in the Upper Ohio Valley? Is it just a little bit? Is it a lot? I have no concept of this stuff.
So I can't speak directly to it, but I can know with all of, with the excitement in the industry, that, what do they say, necessity is the mother of all invention, right? So the deeper that we can go, the further out we can go on our laterals. I mean, we're drilling wells, you know, horizontally longer than and deeper than we ever have, you know, so that necessity to get more oil and natural gas out of the ground will ultimately, you know, drive the innovation.
When you talk with people, okay, you may not know the specifics, you're not engineer types, but when you talk with the people who are into that field, are they giving you an indicator that they're probably going to be around for a long time, which to me I would infer would mean that there's going to be still a lot more Utica shale to exploit?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, that's a good thing then. That's a great thing.
There was just recently in the last week a merger and acquisition of two large operators in this region specifically, and it was, you know, for a large amount that acquisition
Which ones?
EOG Resources and Encino Resources.
Oh.
So
those companies come and go and merge and go out of business. It's unbelievable business that they're in.
Well, like everything, there's a lot of room for M&A with a lot of
M&A.
Mergers and acquisitions.
Okay. English.
You know, throughout, you know, private companies and public companies. So recently.
Is that a good thing for us?
Absolutely, because it shows, you know, they're not going to make that investment for a short term.
Right, because they're not closing their mergers, right. So this is good for our area.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's my main concern.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is all
as
good
well
news.
As I.
Okay, yep. That's great. Okay, good. Now, there's the Marcellus, and then they discovered the Utica. Is there something below the Utica around here?
That I'm not privy to, that I haven't done too much research on, but again, you know, that necessity is going to fuel innovation.
Yeah.
So.
One question. I don't know if you know the drilling part of it, but they go horizontal now.
Yes.
Okay? How the hell do they do that? Because you go straight down from the top, right?
They put a charge down hole, and they make a cavern big enough to start changing that trajectory, of the actual drill pipe itself.
How do they make it bend?
They put a charge down the hole and they make a spot large enough to start actually bending that drill pipe.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my goodness gracious. I mean, it's just amazing the stuff that they're doing these days. It really is. It's absolutely amazing. So the energy dominance is going to be good for us here in the Valley with more business. The merger is going to be good news for us here in the Valley. James Kyler, he is area operations manager. Your main task, as I understand it, one of the main tasks is, of course, to keep Dimitri happy, which you do a very good job with it, by the way, with this coffee cup especially, but also to recruit new drivers, top quality drivers. How do you find top quality? Because you guys are like insane when it comes to professionalism and safety, 2 million hours safety or some, what was that now at the...
Over 2.5 million hours injury free.
Okay, that is great. So, how do you find top quality drivers, CDL drivers?
I can tell you the dynamic has changed with what we're offering right now. The top tier, the top talent is coming to us. So, fortunately right now, things have become a lot easier, but I'll be honest, a lot of that talent is bred, built right in home, right in the house, right? Our team is, they function together, right? This is the only place that I've ever worked where I see our team members come in, our drivers come in 15 minutes early, and they have a discussion about what they encountered the night before, or the day before, the challenges. So the network between them is stronger than it's ever been. So when you have that support in that group, it's like a group of guys or group of girls at the salon, you know, you have that bond, right? And that bond attracts more positive engagement.
You did not have that when you worked at other fracking areas like in North Dakota or anything?
North Dakota was, I mean, it was a close bond, but I mean, everybody that was there was they were out of town. They were there to work. They were there for one reason.
Okay.
To work, right?
Make big bucks. And Bakken, is that what it's called?
The Bakken? Yeah, the Bakken.
Okay. But here, how much of that is because of the strong family ties that we have here in the Upper Ohio Valley?
Again, I'm gonna lean to say it's close to 90%. You know, I've never got the opportunity to experience a bond like this, and you know, if there's one individual that's fallen short, there's a brother's keeper right there to lend a hand and help pick them up, as well as they've got a coach like myself, and we have an EHS manager that is
a what?
EHS.
What is that?
Environmental health and safety manager that is there to support these individuals through every step of the process. We recently also just onboarded a trainer dedicated to education, you know, through the orientation process of onboarding. So,
as well as continuous learning, because that matters as well.
What is there to, okay, let me play the devil's advocate. I'm not trying to be condescending or anything like that, but what is there to learn about driving a brine truck?
Oh, so.
I really have no clue. Do I look like I have a clue about much of anything? I mean, seriously, guys.
So the roads in Ohio, outside of the studio, right? They're tight. They're narrow.
And the potholes. That's just our parking lot. Thank you, Mr. Deep Pockets. Fix the potholes.
But no, I mean, these roads, road conditions are a lot different than the road.
They're the worst. Right? Are the roads worse here or up in North Dakota at the Bakken?
Oh, North Dakota, for sure.
They're worse. They're worse there than here.
They're dirt up there, most of them. So.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow, so we got something really good here in Belmont County.
Half of these
kill
are paved.
Just kill me, seriously. Jeez. All right, so what's the trick in driving a truck or anything else here with these nasty roads that we have?
Slow and steady. Slow and steady. So we mandate that all of our drivers operate 5 miles an hour underneath the posted speed limit.
Uh-huh.
So when we talk about, you know, pay and taking your time, we truly emphasize and praise these guys to take their time, do the right thing, you know, move at the speed of safe.
So you're not, if I understood you correctly, you're actually not pushing them to go faster, 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 to be more and more and more productive. You're actually the opposite for safety.
Absolutely.
Efficiency comes with experience.
Yes. So.
That's great.
And we have support people, again, just like James had mentioned, our support people, you know, from Riley giving you a call as a new driver.
Riley McAndrews.
Our recruiter, you know.
Driver supervisors,
day and night. We have a full-time, like he had mentioned, a full-time in-class trainer to not only bring you on and go through the onboarding process, but also continuous learning. A lot of times with CDL drivers, complacency, because it is mostly the same job day in and day out, right? The hazards are different, but it mostly is the same job.
What hazards?
So you have, you know, a myriad of different hazards out there. We're just talking about the roadway right there,
right,
you know, outside of the studio here. So you have, you know, other drivers on the road. You may have, you know, a lot of construction going in and out of these well sites.
Soft shoulders. Yes.
Yep.
So
freeze and thaw.
When you take an 80,000-pound truck and you come off the blacktop, that shoulder that you pull off on with your regular vehicle and it holds you up, it doesn't hold these trucks up.
Oh, my.
So, you know, we have to
create big divots and all that?
If we're lucky.
Yeah.
Can they actually tip over?
Absolutely.
Like cow tipping or something?
Yeah.
Seriously?
They absolutely can.
Oh, man.
Because of the high center of gravity. Now, we have designed all of our trucks to have the lowest center of gravity period that we can possibly get out of these, out of both our tank manufacturer and our chassis manufacturer. But at the same time, if you get a soft shoulder deep enough, absolutely you can put these on their sides.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So the hazards change, but yeah. You know, the continuous learning piece of it, you know, keeps these drivers engaged day in and day out.
And I'm guessing they'll be less likely to go somewhere else because they're getting so much knowledge here.
Absolutely. They feel like a professional, which they are. They have a license to do their job. Right. CDL driver.
They're not just a CDL driver, they're an operator too. You know, so
these are the pros of the business in the best sense of the word. These are the pros with ECM Energy Services, right?
Absolutely.
Correct. Okay, correct. Great. More with our very special guests. Here we got Alex Brnilovich, Vice President of Operations, who, by the way, has the cutest three little girls. Lovely wife, too, of course.
Absolutely.
But just the cutest little kids. And James Cotter, Area Operations Manager, also a daughter in sports and all that.
Yes, 12-year-old in travel soccer.
Wow. And is very good at it, too.
It is very good.
Excellent. More with a very special guest. I want to thank James Cotter for, as I'm getting ready to go into this hard break, to not hand me any other piece of stuff like he did in the last break. So he's learning. He's learning, ladies and gentlemen. That's a very good thing. ECM Energy Services, top quality pay, top quality people. They're looking for the pros in the best sense of the word. More with them in just a bit.